Good morning. Today I'm going to present an evaluation of the Arkansas Aging Initiative, and more specifically, we were looking at reducing preventable hospitalizations through regionalized interdisciplinary care for seniors. I'm John Wayne. I'm a professor at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences College of Public Health in the Health Policy and Management Department. The co-investigator on this project is Glenn Mays, who was at UAMS but is now an endowed professor at the University of Kentucky in Health Systems and Services Research. And our co-authors on this presentation are two people from our Center on Aging, Claudia Beverly, the Associate Director of the Reynolds Institute on Aging, and Robin McAtee, the Associate Director of the Arkansas Aging Initiative. The investigators have no relationships to disclose. The Arkansas Aging Initiative began in 2001 with a mission, I'm going to read this, to improve the health outcomes of older adults in rural and underserved areas by expanding access to interdisciplinary geriatrician-led clinical care and innovative community health education programs using a regional delivery model and partnerships with community hospitals. And the study actually examined the impact of the initiative, I will sometimes say AAI for Arkansas Aging Initiative, by comparing access and quality for seniors first served by the AAI centers versus other sources of care, and second, before and after implementation of the initiative. The study first defined the geographic areas served by the AAI Center Hospital and the AAI Center Physician based on inpatient flow, and we looked at all of the literature and other definitions, but because it was involving seniors, we actually used actual patient utilization by seniors in the area to determine the service areas. And then we used a quasi-experimental difference-in-difference design that compared patients, again, served by the AAI physician to those served by non-AAI physicians before and after implementation of the initiative. The data utilized were administrative data contained in the Arkansas Hospital Discharge Data System. The tweak was the researchers did obtain the physicians' IDs from the physicians themselves for study purposes, and then the Arkansas Department of Health, the owners of the data, actually flagged the AAI physician hospitalizations before we got the de-identified data. So we could make comparisons, we could do matching comparison groups, and that helped us do a number of other studies that aren't being reported today. Finally, the data available to us were 2001 to 2010. The quality and access measures utilized by the study were developed by the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, AHRQ, and are referred to as prevention quality indicators, and I'm going to say PQI a lot. These are measures, and I'm now quoting their AHRQ, are measures of potentially avoidable hospitalizations for ambulatory care-sensitive conditions. Although they rely on hospital discharge data, they are designed to reflect issues of access to and quality of ambulatory care in a given geographic area. And if there are other studies that have utilized this methodology, and I have a couple of them in my bag if you want to know. We calculated all the PQIs that we could. Obviously, they're listed on this in the next slide. The admission rates for uncontrolled diabetes, diabetes short-term complications, diabetes long-term complications, bacterial pneumonia, angina without procedure, congestive heart failure, COPD. You'll notice that diabetes without short-term complication is in gray there. I'll refer to it in a second. The others were dehydration, hypertension, urinary tract infection, and adult asthma. I do want to point out that diabetes with short-term complications, lower extremity amputation among patients with diabetes, and perforated appendix were calculated, but the numbers were so small the results were not significant. And obviously, in a senior population, low birth weight rate is not anything that we had any cases of. So when the study was undertaken, there were 7 centers on aging in Arkansas. The service areas of these centers is shown. I'll just briefly run through. Even though the initiative began in 2001, the Schmelding Center, the upper left in purple, was established in 1999 and serves 11 counties in northwest Arkansas. The West Central Center, tan, and the South Central Center, blue, were established in 2003. The Northeast Center, olive, was established in 2007. And the Delta Center, pink, and the South Arkansas Center, green, were established in 2008. Today I'm only reporting for 5 of the 7 centers. Obviously, for the Schmelding Center, we didn't have data for the pre-years, so we couldn't do the pre-post. And actually, something I knew but just didn't think about, the Southwest, the purple that is shown there, the Texarkana Center, both of the hospitals are actually in Texas. If you're familiar with the town, the state line runs right through the middle of town, and they're both on the Texas side, and we didn't have Texas data. Now we're getting it, but we're not reporting it today. Okay, so I've shown you little maps here for each of the service areas. Obviously, the sort of the center service area is bolded. The highlighted areas, the lighter areas, the highlighted areas show the hospital service area, and the lighter areas show the physician service area. So in every case, the physician is service area, the geriatrician is service area, is a subset of the service areas of the hospital. And and part of the reason why I show you this map is some of the results are looking at the AAI Center Hospital compared to other hospitals in the service area. So the denominator when you're computing these PQIs is very important, and this is a good way of showing it. There is a star that shows the location of the AAI Center Hospital. The only thing that you might see if you look in the upper right, the Delta Center, actually the AHEC, is in Phillips County, and the hospital is in Crittenden County. Politics is okay, so what are our results? Well, the first thing we did is we tried to look at the overall impact of the AAI centers. This was assessed using logistic regression. The dependent variable was any potentially avoidable hospitalization. The variables that we were interested in were AAI patient versus non-AAI patient, obviously pre-post center implementation, and the interaction term. And the interaction term is the key variable of interest. The control variables were ethnicity, gender, female versus male, ethnicity, black versus non-black, and age. You see that if they were 65 to 74, they were the dichotomous variable was 1, and if they were 75 and above, it was 0. And what you see on the interaction term is it's significant and negative, which means that the AAI centers had a positive impact on reducing preventable hospitalizations. We also ask which preventable hospitalizations did they have an impact upon, and those are highlighted in yellow: COPD, hypertension, congestive heart failure, bacterial pneumonia, urinary tract infection, and this is overall across centers. And the other variables are in the other PQIs. Overall, they were not significant. Again, we also looked at, we assumed that because the geriatrician was providing care in a specific hospital, that that hospital might have significantly lower preventable hospitalizations than other hospitals in the service area. And after implementation of the AI center hospitals. And you can see from this slide that some of the centers were more successful than other, but every AAI center hospital had a significantly lower preventable hospitalization rate in at least one of the PQIs. So our conclusion was the initiative did a good job, but obviously there's more work to be done. And so I point out that the Arkansas Aging Initiative, and I show you it in the upper part of the slide, those numbers of preventable hospitalization sum up to about 68,000 across just those three PQIs. And obviously, the initiative is now targeting specific interventions to lower preventable hospitalizations in specific areas. Next, you can see that the dark areas there represent the highest proportion of seniors, of senior citizens in those counties. And there are lots of areas, or there are at least several identifiable areas where we have high proportions of seniors and no AAI center within 60 miles. I put two stars on there only to say that since the study was done, the big star sort of in the center, just a little bit to the left, we had a significant donation from the Silla family that facilitated the opening of the Oaklawn Senior Health Care Center in Hot Springs. And up in the northern part, sort of right in the center, I put a smaller star because that's a target area for developing an AAI center, and they're currently negotiating with the hospital in Baxter County. Okay, so basically, the centers did have a positive impact. They had a positive impact on what I would call some of the low-hanging fruit. The diagnosis you can see there. There was a positive impact within the AAI Center Hospital, although certainly we know hospital results are impacted by a lot of different factors, and the AAI was just one of them. But the very fact that the care was improved in that hospital for seniors is seen as positive, and that opportunities exist for further improvement. And at this time, I've already told you I have some backup slides, but if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them to the best of my ability. Yes, sir.
Just a quick question. I enjoyed your talk. I like your difference in difference of technique. I just had a question a little bit more about the controls that you used.
Mm-hmm.
So did you use hospitals in the same region for each region that you studied? And were the hospitals were the control hospitals matched to your AAI centers by any metrics?
Okay. When we were looking at the overall impact of the AAI center, it was individual patients versus the denominator there were patients in the AAI service area. When we were looking at hospitals, we did the denominator there were other hospitals in the AAI center hospital service area. They were not matched by bed size or those kinds of measures, but it is something that we have a student working on right now. And we actually also have done, we're doing some work right now where using STATA we're able to match cases to treated by the AI physician to a 3-for-1 match for treated by a non-AI physician in the service area. And that's showing results very similar to this, but I'm not presenting them today. Yes, sir.
In addition to the diagnosis, do you look at something like mismanagement of medications, which has a strong influence on readmissions?
We would love to have done that, but with hospital discharge data, we did not have that available to us. Thank you.